This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita!
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Wait for it to get started. Colts, they got to do one thing really, really well. Against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday afternoon. I'll tell you what it is. This is Breakfast with Kent for Friday, November 12th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at mybookie.ag. Enter the promo code Kent Sterling. Bonuses galore. Refer friends. More bonuses. You got sports wagering to do, sports investing to do. We'll talk to Ivan O'Idle this afternoon. He was 7-0 for last weekend. We'll do it again. Sign up. Get busy, mybookie.ag. All right, what do the Colts need to do on Sunday in order to vanquish the lowly Jacksonville Jaguars, despite the fact that Jacksonville is coming off a 9-6 win over the Buffalo Bills? I will tell you, they got to get off the field on third down. Trevor Lawrence, one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, third and seven or longer. He is 13 of 33. They don't convert on third and seven or longer. On third down on the whole, Trevor Lawrence's completion percentage, 43.1. He has a passer rating of 57.8 on third down. Let's go. Get him behind the sticks. Get him behind schedule. Take advantage of that. The Colts have really not been very good against teams on third down. We saw it again and again and again against the Jets. On third or fourth down, the Colts could not get off the field. If not for turnovers, the Jets would still be driving. The Jets would still be playing and beating the hell out of the Colts in the second half. Over the last 18 minutes of the game, the Jets went haywire. And a lot of that but was because they converted on third down. Third and eight, third and 10, third and 11, fourth down. A lot of conversions by the Jets late. The Colts have got to get aggressive. Make Lawrence throw it awkwardly. Make him throw it too early. Bring blitzes. The media yesterday had a conversation with Darius Leonard, and what Darius Leonard said is they're not going to do anything different to try to confuse Trevor Lawrence. What they're going to do is what they do. Well, I hope like hell that that's not true. I hope what they're going to do is try to confuse Lawrence, because he can be confused. If you've got a rookie quarterback who can be confused, confuse him. That's the job of a defensive coordinator. For the love of God, Matt Eberflus, do something different on third down. So tired of watching teams take advantage of a 15-yard shell on third and eight. Who does that? It's preposterous. Well, we're elongating the drive so it enhances our chances of creating turnovers. A punt's a turnover. Sure, you got to give up about 44 yards of net field position, but that's okay. Getting people off the field, that's a good thing. You don't want offenses to remain on the field, even though while they're on the field, they've got a chance to turn it over to you. Give the ball to Jonathan Taylor offensively and let him do work. And you can't give the ball to Jonathan Taylor offensively if your offense isn't on the field. Get the defense off the field. 3rd and 8, 3rd and 7. Lawrence is going to make mistakes if you allow him, and get the punt team on the field. And then Jonathan Taylor's going to find a way to get the ball in the end zone. Is that so difficult? It's not. Jonathan Taylor, how about this? For a little nugget on a Friday morning, Jonathan Taylor, 6.6 yards per carry when he runs to his right. The Jaguars' defense is really, really good against running backs running to their right. 3.2 yards per carry. That is among the best in the NFL. You win this week, and you got a chance. You lose this week, you have no chance. It's over. Pack it up. You go 4-6, you're all done. You have Buffalo on the road next week or against the Tampa Bay Bucks, who can actually play the following week. You cannot, if you're going to lose to the Jaguars, you cannot project games against Buffalo and the Bucks as wins. However, if you beat the Jaguars and you get to 5-5, all of a sudden you start to think, hey, you know what? The Bills, they got beat by the Jaguars. Maybe they're kind of in dissension. Maybe the Bucks, maybe you can sneak up on them. What did the Pacers do last night? Pacers, of all the games on this West Coast trip, 4 games, the one that looked like, hey, this is the one where it's not going to go so well, was last night against the Jazz. And what did they do? They won by 11. We'll talk about that in a minute. Good heavens. That's right. The Ivan 7-game parlay last weekend, my God, which included a money line pick, Jaguars against the Bills. You know what? If you played that parlay and it came in, you would be in Maui. You'd be paying off your house. Doesn't happen every week. We don't guarantee results. It's not what we do. Hey, Indiana plays against Northern Illinois tonight. 2 things about this game. Number one, it's going to be on Big Ten Plus, and I absolutely hate Big Ten Plus because you have to subscribe to Big Ten Plus. First of all, on Big Ten Plus, what you get more often than not, you get student broadcasters, and I love student broadcasters. It's a great way for students to figure out exactly what they're doing and get some real-world experience describing games for a real live audience, not just doing it into a, like people used to do, into a cassette recorder, you know, when they went to games. They get to actually do this, and that's good. That's practical experience. It's either going to teach them that they can do this or they can't do that. You know, but charging people for Big Ten Plus is crazy. It's predatory by the Big Ten, and putting Indiana basketball, we know what they're doing. We know that whatever is on the 4 Big Ten networks that are available to anybody who subscribes like I do on DirecTV Stream, whatever those sub-channels show, 2, 3, and 4, ain't going to get nearly the numbers of Indiana and Northern Illinois playing tonight at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. They're doing it to get into my pocket and into your pocket. $10 to subscribe for the shortest period of time available, 1 month, $10. So you're going to have to go into your pocket $10 to watch this one game that's going to be on Big Ten Plus. And that is the Big Ten trying to get clever, levering money out of your pocket. And I hate that crap. I think it's wrong. All right, a nugget about the game tonight. Xavier Johnson, really the first time, unless you watched Pitt, who does that, played the last 3 years. Xavier Johnson, a transfer from Pitt, where over the last 3 years, he shot threes just about as poorly as you would have guessed if you saw him shoot threes the other night at Simon Scott Assembly Hall in beating Eastern Michigan. He was 1 for 3, which is actually better than his career average that he established at Pitt. Last year, in ACC play, he hit 28% of his threes. If you extract from those totals the 4 of 7 that he hit against Virginia Tech, and I normally hate doing this, like cherry-picking the best result and then saying, look how bad he is. Yeah, anybody can do that. It's like I had a thing in the comments section of this channel yesterday about Lamar Jackson, where if you remove the Colts game, all of a sudden, Lamar Jackson is Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, if in an 8-game period, you pull out the best result, what you get is likely to look a hell of a lot more mediocre than it does in its totality. So I get that. But Xavier Johnson, a complete anomaly, hitting 4 of 7 last year against Virginia Tech. If not for that, what he hit last year from beyond the arc was 10 of 43 for 23%. He can't shoot threes. So if you've got Xavier Johnson and Trace Jackson Davis and Race Thompson on the floor at the same time, again for Indiana, you got three guys who can't shoot threes, and you make yourself really, really easy to defend. And that is a bad place for Indiana to be. They need a different answer. Whatever else Xavier Johnson does, if you can't shoot, you can't play. And in the end, shooters win basketball games. Shooters who defend win championships. You got to have shooters. And if you have non-shooters at three spots from outside of 15, 18 feet, you got a real problem with how you're going to attack offensively. And that's what it looked like the other night. You got to get Parker Stewart the basketball. You got to get Miller Kopp the basketball and have him stretch defenses. You got other guys who can shoot the ball a little bit on that team, and you've got to allow them to do that. And the only way to do it is to have them play. Rob Phinisee can shoot it. We've seen that. He's not great, but he's more reluctant than he is incompetent. So overcome the reluctance, and you got a shot with Rob Phinisee. Anyway, that game tonight, 7 o'clock, like I said, Big Ten Plus. You're almost better off, even with the high gas prices, driving down to Simon Scott Assembly Hall, picking up a couple of ducats for near free, and then go watch the game. They're not going to fill the house. Tomorrow, house is not going to be full in Bloomington Memorial Stadium, Indiana, and Rutgers. That game at noon on BTN. Nice. Although, I will already have paid for Big Ten Plus for the month. So why not put Big Ten football tomorrow between Indiana and Rutgers on Big Ten Plus? Indiana really going at its one legitimate shot at a Big Ten victory against a team with just one win in the Big Ten. Rutgers won at Illinois, which is a little bit kind of similar to what they're going to try to do tomorrow at Indiana. They beat Illinois 2014. I got a parking pass. I don't know whether we're going to go. Seems like a lot of work to sit in a in the grass lot and, you know, look at each other. I don't know. Love looking at Julie. One of my favorite things to do, but I can do it here and not drive to Bloomington. But I think, yeah, maybe we're going to go. It depends on how Julie feels. When we wake up, if she feels like going, we'll go. If she doesn't feel like going, we won't. This is how I live my life. Indiana, over its last five games, has been outscored 165-62. That does not bode well for the Hoosiers. College basketball tonight, other than Indiana playing Central Arkansas at Henkel Fieldhouse, playing the Butler Bulldogs. That game 6:30 on Fox Sports 2. Indiana State at Purdue. Indiana State, you're dead to me. Greg Lansing was a terrific guy and a terrific coach. Should still be the coach of the Sycamores. That game 8:30 on BTN. The Pacers, like I said, winners last night, 111-100 at Utah. They wrap up the West Coast trip 2-2. That's a really good thing. Sabonis last night. How about this? Pacers, if you knew this, what would you think the Pacers did last night? Domantas Sabonis, 6 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. No double, nothing. Usually a double-double, sometimes a triple-double. Last night, not even a single-double. Miles Turner, 13, 9, and 3. Three more blocks for Miles. Malcolm Brogdon, 30, 9, and 4. That's a nice line. How about T.J. McConnell last night? 21 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. But the star of the game, Keelan Martin, the Butler graduate, with 14 points off the bench. Utah last night missed 3 more threes than did the Pacers. And they missed 10 foul shots. There is your game in a nutshell. It always comes down to shooting, and a lot of the shooting numbers are determined by defense. So there you go. You make shots, you win. You create open shots, you win. You allow open shots, you lose. It's that easy. Utah, one of the better teams in the West, and the Pacers getting that win, kind of a big deal. They got a game tomorrow night at Gainbridge Fieldhouse against the Philadelphia 76ers, and then they've got 3 more on the road before they finally come home for a little bit, and they play almost the entire month of December at home, so that's a good thing. It is breakfast. Oh, Brent, I'm not eating breakfast, if that's your question, Kiwi. The Elite Eight in each class tonight in high school football. How about these games? New Pal at Cathedral, the great Danny O'Neill, looking for a regional crown. That'll be excellent, or would be, if they're able to vanquish Kyle Ralph and his New Pal Dragons. Roncalli at Mount Vernon, Brebeuf at Norwell, Cecina at Lafayette Central Catholic, Fort Wayne Dwenger at Zionsville, Westfield at Fort Wayne Carroll. This is a night that Fort Wayne goes away for that long dirt nap. Good night, Fort Wayne. Dwenger and Carroll are both going to lose tonight, and they're going to lose big. Brownsburg, wow, that kind of, where'd that come from? My angst against Fort Wayne, long latent, just surfaced and surprised me. Brownsburg at Ben Davis, Center Grove at Lawrence North, and Bloomington South at New Albany. If New Albany wins tonight, the Bulldogs win. They're crazy athletic. They will play the winner of New Pal and Cathedral. My son went to Cathedral. I went to New Albany. Ho-ho! Throw out the record books when the Sterlings battle for high school football supremacy. It usually does not happen for New Albany. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Jerry Aldendorf, happy birthday. Kerry Spice, the great Ronnie Rubin, happy birthday. Still remember drinking Amaretto Stone Sours up there with Ronnie at a bar in northern Wisconsin. Fantastic afternoon as a counselor at Camp Menominee. The great Travis Steele, head coach at Xavier, celebrating a birthday. The great David Decker, celebrating a birthday. Milwaukee real estate tycoon and an outstanding guitarist. Jennifer Weaver Holly, happy birthday. Miko Thompson, Shelley Moore, and Dana Hamilly, celebrating a birthday. Ivan picks this afternoon. I can't wait to talk to you then. Ivan O'Idle, 7-0 last week. Does that mean he's going to be 0-7 this week? No. Ivan's got it locked and loaded for Friday. All brought to you by the great people at mybookie.ag. Invest wisely, invest often. Use Kent Sterling as the promo code. We will talk to you this afternoon inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling.